The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Come on down. Good morning, lady. Good morning. And how is everyone? Good. Do you know what this is? A what? A bag. But it's a particular kind of bag. What? A paper bag. Yes, there we are. You probably don't see these very much. This is a lunch bag. All right. When I was growing up and I brought lunch to school, this was the bag into which my lunch was packed. All right. Usually there was room for a sandwich, maybe some carrot sticks, an apple if you were lucky, maybe some chips. But there's not a room for a lot of stuff in that bag, is there? Right? Right? That's you don't think you could. Maybe you'd get plenty if you made your lunch, but you're a little smaller than I am, right? Just a little bit, all right? Now imagine, we just heard a story from the gospel that says that Jesus took a boy's lunch. His mom had packed him a lunch. There were 5 little barley rolls and 2 fish in his lunch, right? She thought it would be enough for him for the day, easy to eat, all of those kinds of things. But Jesus took that lunch. The disciples said, this is what we have. And Jesus took that lunch. He gave thanks to God for it. And he started passing it around. And you know how many people ate from that one lunch bag? What? 5,000 people. 5,000 people ate from the one lunch sack. That's amazing, isn't it? The little boy said, this is all I have. Jesus, you can use that. Now that's what we're called to do in our lives. Take whatever it is that we have, whether it fits in a bag like this or it's much bigger because you're much bigger. But we're supposed to say to Jesus, here's what I have. Use it. Do something amazing with me. Jesus does amazing things with all sorts of stuff. And it doesn't have to be big. It can be little. Or getting a little bigger. Or a little bigger. But Jesus takes what we have and blesses it so that we can be a blessing to all the people around us. So remember, whether you fit in a little lunch bag or a great big huge bus, Jesus will take what you have, bless you so that you can be a blessing. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being able to take what we have and use it for the sake of those around us. We thank you for your blessings, for your love, for your forgiveness, and we thank you for today. Amen. You guys have a great morning.